Well, he stopped struggling entirely. Probably scared to death.
I think you're wrong, Captain. I've been doing considerable research on dolphin intelligence for our project at the Institute, and my guess would be that his attitude reflects pure shame at having been outwitted by what he considers the inferior brain of man.
I'm not so sure you're wrong at that, Dr. Murdoch. They are pretty smart.
Smart and reliable. That's why we decided to use dolphins for our Project Neptune.
How exactly will they fit into the Project Neptune?
They'll be trained to carry food and supplies down to the men in the lab. Since the lab will be stationed at a depth of 300 feet, we can eliminate the risk of the bends or nitrogen arcosis if we use dolphins instead of divers as carriers.
Well, how long will it take to train them?
Six months to a year, depending on the flexibility of the animal. Like people, they're not all equally intelligent. We'd like to have five or six to begin training and then narrow it down to two.
Captain! There's another one!
Get the net ready.
Cheer up, fella. You'll soon have company.
Wait a minute.
Hurry up or we'll lose him.
That's Flipper. Hold it, boys. We can't take Flipper.
Flipper? What is he, an escapee from the Seaquarium?
The ranger's son's pet. Probably came here to try to rescue his friend here.
Pet dolphin in the open sea?
That's right. And whenever they call him, right back to Coral Key.
If he's that well trained already, he'd be invaluable to us.
Right. But you can't take Flipper. He belongs to Bud and Sandy Ricks. Besides, he's too smart to let himself be caught.
Captain, let's knock off here for a couple of hours, huh? Yeah, and perhaps you can tell me where I can find those two boys, Bud and Sandy.
Sure, Doctor. Head her in!
To be or not to be? That doesn't make any sense, does it, Pete? William Shakespeare. Now why do I have to memorize him?
Whether it is noble... Whether it is nobler of the mind...
To suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms against a sea of trouble. Sandy Ricks?
No.
Let me help you. Dr. Harold Murdoch is my name.
Mine's Bud. Do you know this guy?
Shakespeare? In a manner of speaking.
What is he, some kind of a kook or something? Doesn't even know the English language.
Well, there are varying opinions about that. Many people consider William Shakespeare to be the finest writer that ever lived.
Well, I guess he just isn't my type. Sandy reads a lot of this stuff. He's in Centerport right now with my dad. He's taking his college entrance exam.
I sure hope he makes it.
Oh, I think he'll do all right, but he's going to have to do extra good. Because, you see, my dad can't send him to college without a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
is a student of the family. And what do you like to do?
Well, I like to play with my pet dolphin, Flipper.
I've heard you're quite a dolphin trainer.
Well, Flipper trains himself, really. Would you like to meet him?
I most certainly would.
Come on.
You know, Bud, I'm about to get into the dolphin training business myself. We're preparing an underwater lab at the National Institute of Oceanography, and we plan to use dolphins as messengers to carry supplies back and forth from topside.
Gee, would I like to see that?
Maybe you will. If Flipper's smart as I hear he is, I'd like to take him away to train the other dolphins, and you can come and visit him anytime you like.
Take him away? From here?
We'd just be borrowing him for a few months.
But he's our pet.
But Flipper is part of the park, so he belongs to the public. And besides, think of the contribution he'd be making to science.
Well, I don't know how I'll live through the next 10 days. You'd think they'd let you know the results of those exams sooner. If I don't get that scholarship, I'll drown myself.
I think you'll live.
You think I'll pass?
Well, I don't know about that. Wait a minute, who's that? A lady in a skiff. She's waving to me. I better get over there.
Take the wheel, Sandy.
Ranger, I'm so glad you're here. My husband's still down below.
We were diving together. There was an avalanche. I tried to find him, but I ran out of air.
You all right?
I think so. Some rocks fell on me. My husband.
How much air did he have left?
I guess he has about a half an hour more.
Ranger, I'm so frightened.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy. We'll see what we can do. Sandy, get my diving gear. All right. I want you to go and see if you can find Flipper. And I want you to radio the Coast Guard and have them send a helicopter for her. Bring back some extra tanks with air. Now get going. Hurry up.
Okay, Dad.
Dad's there now with the injured woman. I'm on my way to get Flipper so he can help us with the underwater search for the diver. Over and out.
All right, just hang on. Everything will be all right.
I was going to do my best to find that diver, but I really didn't think I had much of a chance before Flipper came to help. At that moment, Flipper was the subject of a bargain between Bud and Dr. Murdoch. Bud sadly agreed to let Flipper go away for study by the Institute if Dr. Murdoch would get a college scholarship for Sandy. But Bud was also trying to convince Dr. Murdoch that Flipper was not so great after all.
I don't know. There's a diver missing off Lighthouse Point. Dad and I came across his wife on the way back. He needs some extra air bottles and Flipper out there right away.
Sandy, I'm Dr. Harold Murdoch. Could I accompany you?
Sure. Help me with this gear.
Yeah.
Come on, Flipper.
I take it the ranger asked for the dolphin because his sonar could help him locate the missing man.
That's right. There's hundreds of reefs and coral heads in the area. It would take divers days to search it.
Is this the first time you've used Flipper for that purpose?
Oh, no. Flipper's practically a one-man rescue service all by himself with some help from Dad.
Strange, that's what Captain Harvey says. The one that's not very sharp.
Bring the extra bottles?
Yeah, Dad.
Good, because I'm completely out of air. Good, I'm glad you brought Flipper.
Where's Mrs. Martin?
Coast Guard helicopter picked her up. They're checking her for injuries.
Dad, this is Dr. Murdoch from the National Institute of Oceanography. He wanted to come along.
Doctor, nice meeting you, sir.
Is there anything I can do?
No, I'm afraid not. There's some loose rock down below from some blasting we did last year. And there's a diver trapped in it, and I don't know where he is. And I'm going to have to get down to get him some air. Before it's too late. I'm not even sure he's still alive. All right, Sandy. Give Flipper his instructions.
Flipper! Flipper, listen! There's a man missing. It's down there, understand? You gotta go find him. Go find him!
He really understood you?
Sure.
Incredible!
All right, Sandy. Get your gear off and follow me down right away. Give me an extra bottle of air. But I want you to stay here with Dr. Murdoch in case Flipper comes back up. You understand?
Yeah, Dad.
Okay.
Flipper talks to you.
Sure. But why don't you tell Dr. Martin all the tricks the Flipper does while you're waiting?
Yes, Bud, why don't you?
Thank you.
I'm sorry I lied to you about Flipper, Dr. Murdoch. I guess he's just about the greatest dolphin that ever lived.
I understand why you did it, Bud. And I wouldn't want to take your pet away from you if it weren't for a very important cause. We hope to make great advances in our underwater research with our Project Neptune, and Flipper can help us a great deal.
Well, are you sure you can help Sandy get a scholarship?
Depending on his grades, I'm reasonably sure. Bud, do you think Flipper really understands that he has to find that diver?
Yes, sir. If anyone can find that diver, Flipper can.
That he's got in his mouth.
It's a flipper! The diver's flipper!
Show us where he is. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I never would have believed it.
I told you Flipper was the greatest dolphin in the world.
You love Flipper very much, don't you?
Sandy's scholarship's more important anyway.
With my wife. Where is she?
She's all right. I had her sent ashore with the Coast Guard. All right, I'm taking it easy with him. He's got a bad leg. Give me that fin. Easy with him. All right, Sandy, get this extra bottle. How is he?
There's a bit of a swelling there, but I don't think it's broken.
It just feels numb like the rest of me. How'd you ever find me?
It wasn't me. It was that guy over there.
That dolphin?
Yep.
I thought he was just playing when he took my swim fin.
That's Flipper. He belongs to us, my brother Bud and me.
You must be very proud. Imagine owning an animal like that. Thanks, Flipper.
We're proud of him, all right. We wouldn't give him up for anything in the world. The exam lasted about 2 hours. At the end of the first hour, I was about a quarter of the way through. I really had a rush. Hey, don't you want to hear? You're going to have to go through the same thing in a couple of years.
Well, sure I want to hear, Sandy. It's just... Well, I don't think I'm going to go to college. I'm not that smart about books and things like you are. I could never get a scholarship.
Even if I pass the exam, but getting a scholarship is something else.
You'll get it. I know you will.
How do you know? Hi, Dad.
Hello, boys.
Hey, how are the Martins?
They'll soon be as good as new. Oh, Mr. Martin said to tell you that he's ordering a 6-month supply of fish for Flipper.
Here? But I thought Flipper was leaving.
What do you mean, not gonna stay? Where is he going?
Bud, Dr. Murdoch told me about the deal you made on the way over. And I think the doctor has a few revisions.
That's right, Bud. I've come to the conclusion that your method of handling dolphins, affection training as your father calls it, is far better than any method we can devise at the Institute. So I have decided to bring our dolphins here so you and Sandy and Flipper can help train them.
Boy, that'd be swell. But what about Sandy's scholarship?
What's going on here? Will somebody fill me in?
Well, Sandy, for the moment, let's just call it affection training for brothers. Huh? Right, Bud? And for dolphins, too.
Everyone loves the king of the sea, ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than